Welcome to another edition of Heart of the Matter, a podcast that uses overwhelmingly positive questions to learn about our guests, where every episode uncovers extraordinary stories of triumph, growth, and empowerment. My guest today is Nadia Laws. She lives in Bali, Indonesia. She is a mother, writer, traveler. Welcome, Nadia. How are you?
I am so good and so happy to be with you this morning. It's morning for me, nighttime for you. So I'm so happy that we could actually find a time that would work for our chat.
Indeed. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. So we recognize that we're international, and I'm so happy that you were able to get up early and be with us today, Nadia.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you, Adaranka.
So Nadia, let's get started. I would like listeners to learn a little bit more about you. Please share three interesting things about yourself that our listeners may not know and your friends may be surprised to learn.
Okay. So one of the things that I was thinking about when I was pondering this question was the fact that I kind of am an accidental entrepreneur, or I wasn't naturally someone that was setting out to become an entrepreneur. And so that's definitely something I think people might be surprised to learn. I've actually been in business now, self-employed, for 7 years. It wasn't something I had set out to do after university. It was just something that I fell into because I realized that there was a lot of freedom and flexibility in entrepreneurship. And I had these big dreams, even as a young person, to travel and to live this life that was a little less ordinary. And so just going through those motions, I realized that a traditional 9-to-5 wasn't going to suit me. So that would be number one of a little bit of a surprise. Number two, and you kind of already mentioned it, but I'm living on the complete other side of the world. I am living in Bali, Indonesia, and we moved out here, myself, my husband, and my son, who's almost 5. We moved out here in August of last year. So that would be August 2022. And so we've just been living this kind of digital nomad life. We have a really beautiful life and time with family, and it's incredible. So I'll tell you more about that later. But number three is that just the fact that I'm a wife and a mom and doing all these things, I think sometimes as women especially, we think we can only do one. You know, we have to do the 9-to-5. We have to live the corporate life, but I'm making it work. And we live a very adventurous life. You know, we're traveling to new countries and seeing different parts of the world and doing it as a family and as an entrepreneur. And so just juggling these different roles, I would say people might be, interested to hear how I do that.
So Nadia, and this isn't part of my question structure, but I just want to ask you, a lot of people have said to me, because I have traveled extensively alone to many parts of the world, it takes a certain type of bravery. And so I'm going to say that to you, it takes a certain type of bravery to pack up your family and say, we're going to live differently. How did you approach that? And what guidance would you give to others?
For me, Adaranka, I would say it didn't really feel like a choice. I would say sometimes when I was in Bermuda, it's such a beautiful but very small place. I felt like I wasn't living a life that was very authentic to me. And that in itself was very difficult. And so, yes, it's hard to pack up and move and to try something completely different. But it's also hard to stay the same and to know that you're not where you necessarily want to be forever. And maybe like your growth might be capped in that particular environment or whatnot. And so for me, it was for sure hard. We had to, you know, save money. I had to actually convince my husband because he was happy in Bermuda. Like he was happy having a salary that he could rely on. He had a mortgage in Bermuda. He had all his friends and family that he had grown up with. He was very settled. We've been married now for almost 10 years. And so it was literally just years after years of him realizing how important this dream was for me and me kind of like, hey, look at this story in the newspaper. Hey, look at this other article online, and showing him examples of other people that had done it, where he started to kind of be won over by the idea. And so it was definitely a slow process. It didn't happen overnight. It was literally years of just having those discussions, saving, making a plan, and that kind of thing, having even just talks with our family to prepare them mentally for the big transition. And so we finally were able to do it last year, but it was years, years in the making.
And that just says to me that you need a plan, but don't give up on your dream.
Yes, definitely. I think you have to believe in your dream. Sometimes when you're the only person that believes in it, when you're the only person that can see the vision, you have to just keep going and not lose faith and just keep trusting in the process and take those one step at a time, you know, baby step. We would hit one milestone, we would hit, you know, save $10,000 or whatever the case may be. Even for me as an entrepreneur, it was making sure I could transition my business as well. There were lots of things to consider. It wasn't perfect when we moved over here either. I think people need to realize that. There was a lot of growing and changing that we had to do when we moved out here, even with our son transitioning to a new school. That was a big one. And I would say it took even all of last year. Like, he had loads of friends, but we still had to transition him to a different culture and different like way of being at school. He's the only, I would say, brown kid at school. That's a transition for us as well. He's young and so he's adaptable, but it's still difficult and he still had to learn how to navigate the different environments. So,
well, congratulations to you. Again, I think it's an incredible journey and something that I think that many think about, but don't necessarily have the courage to take even the first step. So congratulations, Nadia.
Thank you.
So given all that you've said, can you tell us about a recent accomplishment or success that you're particularly proud of?
Yeah, I think I might have alluded to this before, but in August, my business turned 7 years old, which I think is incredible. And I'm incredibly proud of the fact that I've been able to sustain my own business and myself as an entrepreneur financially to take care of my family for the last 7 years, because you start out and you don't know how it's going to go. You know, even if you have the best laid plans, like COVID, you know, things happen in the world and you don't have control over everything, especially when you work for yourself. Just celebrating that milestone was huge. Over the last 7 years, I started out as someone that was very not confident, not sure of myself. My background is that I worked in journalism. And so I worked at the Royal Gazette for many years. And I had a PR qualification that I got through the Chartered Institute of Public Relations, but I had never actually worked in PR. And so I had to start out small. And I'm so grateful for the Bermuda community because it's kind of a small enough community where you can test ideas. And I feel like people also want to support other Bermudians. And so that was my safety net in a sense, because I was able to launch something. I offered my prices were super, super low compared to other service providers. But what it did was it gave me a chance to build the confidence over years. And I was able to then show my value and show the results I could get for clients. I didn't just start out and just, you know, highest price in the market. I just kind of just tested the waters as an entrepreneur for many years. We won 3 product and service awards from the Bermudian magazine for best PR firm, best PR professional. It's just been a wild ride. And I think one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that my business can support me through different highs and lows that I go through as a person, as an entrepreneur. So becoming a mom for the first time, or yeah, just going through COVID, all of these things, my business has been able to support me through those different challenges and changes. And so I can sometimes pull back on client work, or sometimes, you know, you ramp up and you start to set more goals and you want to expand and you want to grow. And so that's kind of just something I'm so, so excited about. And it just gives me so much hope for the future as well.
And Nadia, believe it or not, I do remember when you started your company, and I never got a chance to ask you this, but how did you get the name for your company?
It just came to me, to be honest. So my company's called The Media Maven. And I had worked in media. I had worked as a journalist. I had worked in news and lifestyle, the Royal Gazette, for about 7 years full time. And also before that, I was a summer student for maybe 4 years or so at the Royal Gazette as well. So that was my experience, was media. I felt like there was definitely a gap in the market in terms of there's so many companies out there, small businesses and even nonprofits, that if they were able to actually utilize the media and the power of the media, it would do such a world of good for their business in terms of exposure and making sure that people know who they are and what they do, and telling their story. That helps to humanize brands. So that's not just, you know, a name and a logo. It's actually a company that people can resonate with and want to do business with. And so I just saw a gap in the market for okay, I have this skill set in journalism and I have this, you know, PR qualification, and I believe in the power of media to get people's business out there and noticed and blooming. And so I just, yeah, the media, and I guess I like alliteration, Maven. So it kind of worked. I don't know if people really go by the media Maven anymore. People just kind of call me Nadia Laws and that kind of thing. But my company's still called that. My website's still called that. So
congratulations on 7 years in business. That I think is extremely remarkable as well. So Nadia, what are the key strengths and qualities you relied on to achieve this success?
I would say determination. And I would say that just not giving up on yourself, on your dreams, on your why. And I think that's a really important one, is knowing your why, knowing why you're doing it, because there are definitely going to be rough times when you set out as an entrepreneur. There were 7 times in my early career, early entrepreneur life where, you know, you get a client one day and then the next month you have no idea where your paycheck's coming from, you know? So there was like lots of feast and famine cycles in the early stages or early years even. Then obviously COVID brought a whole new set of challenges where we weren't able to work face to face with clients. And so there are, I would say, just determination, just being determined to figure out how you're going to make it work, even if you have to test things, even if you have to try and fail. And just knowing that you can keep getting up, I think, is really important lesson that I've learned. Not everything that I've tried has been a huge success or even remotely successful. Some things have literally been like crickets. And, you know, you just got to pivot and just try something else and just know that you can tweak things. You know, you don't have to give up the whole business idea. We just have to kind of tweak and find the recipe for success with your marketing or with your social media and that kind of thing.
Thank you. Can you recall a situation where you overcame a challenge that led to personal growth? What did you learn from that experience?
Yeah, walking through the pandemic, so I would say in like March, April 2020, was really rough. And so it kind of happened overnight where Bermuda just kind of like transitioned to online and everyone kind of was sent home from our offices literally overnight. And I felt like I had finally found a pace as a new mom. My son was 18 months old. And then I was, you know, thrust in the house with my 18-month-old son, my business, and my husband, who had just started a job but was on probation. And so he had to really kind of like show them his best. He couldn't really like help out as much as usual. And so I was kind of just in a position where I had to actually let a client go. And that was really hard because I went from a full-time income to probably a part-time or less than part-time income for that period because I couldn't do it all. And I think I had to realize my own limitations and capacity as a mom and as a human. We have mental health things that we also have to balance. You know, you don't want to like overwhelm and put yourself in all this anxiety and stress. And so I was just aware of that and made the decision to take one client off my roster. And that was really difficult because even like from a professional standpoint, you don't want to look unprofessional. You don't want to lose respect. You don't want to, you know, burn any bridges. It just couldn't work with everything that was going on. And so, yeah. That was probably one of my most difficult years in business, as it was for many, many businesses. But I can say on the flip side that 2021, I believe, which was still the pandemic, which was still, you know, COVID, but it happened to be one of my best years in business. And so I think once we were able to get nurseries back up and running and I was able to get that support that I needed, I was able to just continue to thrive in my business. And so I think from that, even I just learned that there are different seasons in business and as a person, and you just kind of have to respect the seasons and be okay with, okay, it might be a little quieter right now, but next year I'm going to ramp up and we're going to try X, Y, and Z. That's been a fun experience. Scary, but fun.
Thank you. And when you look back, are you satisfied with the decision that you made at that time?
I think it was the only decision I could have made, because if I had tried to service 2 clients at that time with an 18-month-old that I had to look after and my husband, was in a different part of the house, kind of like locked away so he could focus on his work, I would have burnt out. Yeah, I think I just would have definitely dropped the ball, either as a mom or as a business owner. And even in respect to that client, I wouldn't have done a great job, I don't think. And so, yeah, I think you just make the best decisions that you can. And you just have to know yourself, I think, as well, and your what you're capable of. And also not put too much pressure on yourself. That's, I think, important as well.
Thank you. What self-care practices or strategies help you to sustain your energy and motivation while navigating your journey?
Yeah, I will say that I was really bad at self-care in Bermuda. And I think I had a lot of excuses. Like, I was like, it's too expensive to do some things. But there's always affordable ways you can build in self-care, I think. Like, it could be a walk on the beach. It could be journaling. But I will say, like, it feels a lot easier from a financial standpoint to do some of the things that I consider self-care in Bali, just because of the affordability. And so it could be going for a massage. I build those into my regular schedule now. It could be facials and just taking care of my skin. It could be even just lunch with a really amazing friend who inspires you and encourages you. Like, those kinds of things just fill my, I guess, tank or fill my cup so that it's overflowing. And I feel excited to continue with life and to continue learning. And yeah, I think I have definitely maybe a menu of things that I really love, and that when I finish doing them, I feel full and excited about life and excited about business. And so I'm definitely able to do those a lot more now than I used to. And it could be because it's a bigger priority now for me.
Excellent. Thank you. You are listening to Heart of the Matter podcast. My name is Adaranka Badamosi Wilson, and I'm talking to Nadia Laws. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Heart of the Matter podcast. My guest today is Nadia Laws. Nadia, thanks for sharing some wonderful nuggets that you've shared so far. Let's continue our conversation. How might sharing your experiences of success and growth with others create a positive ripple effect in your family, community, the world?
I really hope that anyone listening to my story would learn the power of just knowing yourself and trusting yourself and trusting your instincts when it comes to every stage of life. And so for me, the decision to become an entrepreneur, like I said, I wasn't like the most confident out there, but it was necessary because I knew myself and I knew the kind of life that I wanted to lead, not now, but also in the future. I knew the woman that I wanted to become, and I was so clear of that vision of who that woman was. And so I just hope that anyone listening to this podcast would just trust themselves and to know that it's okay if you don't want the same things that every other person wants in your, you know, community or in your family, and to trust yourself and to be willing to take a risk on yourself and bet on yourself.
What exciting opportunities do you see on the horizon? How do these opportunities align with your passions and aspirations?
I think I mentioned right now, so we are actually expanding our family. So we are expecting a little one in February, so early next year. And because of that, I know that there's going to be a period, like I said, there's seasons in business, there's seasons in life. There's going to be a period where maybe it's a little slower with work, and that's deliberate because, you know, you also want to prioritize family. At least in my case, I do. And so I'm really looking forward to next year. I'm looking forward to hopefully by maybe mid to third quarter of 2024, just being able to ramp up with this business, because I was starting to do that before I got pregnant. I was just thinking of ideas. And I think just being in a different environment sometimes helps with creativity. And you start to see different people and see different businesses and how they grow their entities. And so for me, I have so many ideas, and I'm excited to be able to try to utilize my creativity a little bit more and just to see where it goes. You know, nothing's ever foolproof or fail-proof, but I think that I'm in a place where I have the luxury of testing ideas and seeing what works and trying to reach new people. And I would love to see my business grow a little bit more, but I also know that right now is not the time, that I will definitely be in a better position to invest and devote to my business in kind of mid-2024. And so looking forward to that. And I will keep you posted for sure on whatever ideas I decide to test out.
And Nadia, I got to say, I'm looking forward to hearing about your successes as you move along this journey, this exciting journey called life. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share or any final thoughts?
Yeah, it's interesting because when you ask that question, I think of my grandma. I was in Bermuda recently. My grandma passed away, unfortunately. She was in her mid to late 80s. She was 86. But she was, interestingly enough, I have her middle name, which is Faith. Yeah, she was just a really quiet person, but she also lived a really brilliant life. She traveled to so many places, places I haven't even been to yet. She was one of those cruise people. But nonetheless, my point is just that she lived her life in a way where I can honestly say that I'm super proud of who she was, especially considering the time that she was raised. It was very different from the one that we are in right now. And so people always said I was so much like my grandma. And I think sometimes I used to run from that because she was also quite afraid of things in her older years. But as I think about her life and her legacy, I'm just reminded that she, for her time, lived a really brave and courageous life. She did some really brilliant things. She went to university in Canada, and that was back in probably the early 50s. That was not a time when Black women would often get to go to university. And so one thing that she said that was brought up at her funeral was, "To thine own self be true." That was a piece of advice she always gave. And I think we have to, know ourselves and be true to ourselves. I was at a workshop maybe last year. It was a yoga workshop, but they said something really that I had never realized. But they said there are two kind of human basic primal needs, and that's the need for belonging and the need for authenticity. And so sometimes those can conflict, because you want to belong in a community, but you also want to be authentic to yourself. But I think if we can strike the right balance between those, I think we get to live a really beautiful, true, full, incredible life.
Wow, Nadia. Authenticity and belonging. Thank you. And thank you for your time. I just want to share the appreciation nuggets that I'm taking away from our conversation today. And I have three. Determination, never giving up, and knowing your why as the first one. There are different seasons in business. You have to respect the season. And the power of knowing yourself and trusting yourself and trusting your instinct. Those are the three nuggets that I'm taking away from our conversation today. And I'm going to encourage our listeners to share the nuggets that they heard and that resonated with them throughout our conversation today. And you can absolutely share your thoughts and comments on social media or on the website below this podcast. I appreciate you taking the time to join me on Heart of the Matter, a podcast dedicated to asking overwhelmingly positive questions as we uncover incredible stories of people you may know. To our listeners, if you have a thought or comment, please share with us. Please share this podcast with others. Post your comments, leave your thoughts. We want to hear from you. Nadia, thank you so much and good luck, and have a wonderful, wonderful time as you journey in life in Bali for right now. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Adaranka. I appreciate your time, and thank you for listening to my story.